Littman Crooks.
Good morning and welcome to the Littman Crooks podcast series. Today we're going to be speaking with Candace Douglas, and Candace is the Director of Constituent Events at the New York City Alzheimer's Association, the New York City chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Candace, welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure, and I know Alzheimer's disease has been getting a lot of press lately, as it should. It's sort of been on everyone's mind, but now it's sort of coming to the forefront about how important it is and what a big issue it's going to be from a health care and financial perspective for our country going forward. So if you would, could you please give us a brief synopsis of what the mission is of your chapter and what you guys are trying to do to address this problem?
Absolutely. First and foremost, thank you for highlighting that Alzheimer's disease really is the epidemic of the 21st century. It's currently the sixth leading cause of death, and it's the most underfunded. So it's the only one in the top 10 that doesn't have a cure, a prevention, or a treatment as of yet. So what we do at the Alzheimer's Association is first and foremost provide a vast array of services to the Alzheimer's community, and everything that we offer at our chapter is free of charge to anyone who needs it. And on the other side of that, which is also very, very important, is we raise money to provide vital research dollars. And really, the ultimate mission is to end Alzheimer's and to learn more about the disease so that we know more in the future.
Now, Alzheimer's, you know, when I was growing up, people thought of it as this is what happens when you get old. But I think now we're starting to recognize that this can affect anyone at any time. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. I think the thinking about Alzheimer's has been it's an old person's, you know, disease. But really, it's just a disease. It's not normal aging. It has a pathology, and everything that happens with someone's brain in Alzheimer's is something that really a doctor can say something has happened that's not normal. And so aging in general, so it really means that anyone can have the disease, anyone can develop the disease. There's no genealogy that says you're going to get it or not. And so really it's what the purpose of the walk, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later, is really indicating that everyone has a reason to end Alzheimer's. If you haven't been affected yet, you will be eventually, either as someone with the disease or as a caregiver to somebody with the disease.
And I would imagine that there's nothing like being personally affected. Until you've seen it or lived it, it's completely different than reading about it in the news or hearing that President Reagan had it. But when you're a caregiver for somebody, you're involved in a family that's struggling with this, it can be overwhelming at times, can it?
Absolutely. It's, you know, there's over 15.5 million caregivers across the United States who know the daily impact of taking care of someone with Alzheimer's. And really that's what our chapter does is help caregivers. You know, we provide them with a 24-hour helpline where you can pick up the phone and help is just a call away. You can talk to a professional who knows what you're going through. And really, we also indicate that people should really worry about their self-care, because as a caregiver, you get so caught up in taking care of someone with a disease that you often forget about your own health. And so we talk about this disease, not just the disease affecting that particular person, but really it's a family disease. It's a community disease.
So I know the goal, or one of the goals of the walk, is to raise money and awareness. But I think it would be helpful to our listeners if we had a better understanding of specifically what some of these services are that you can provide to families who have a loved one who has Alzheimer's.
Sure. So as I mentioned earlier, our 24-hour helpline, which you can call at 1-800-272-3900, provides services in almost 180 languages. And is just a phone call away. You pick up the phone, you'll get somebody who can help you with anything as small as when's the next meeting to I'm having a crisis right now. And that's really the entry point. From there, you'll learn more about our support groups. We host over 120 support groups throughout New York City in different languages. We have care consultants who are trained professionals and social workers who can help with particular issues regarding caring for someone with a disease. We have a Medic Alert and Safe Return program, which is a low-technology bracelet that will help reunite families if a person with dementia wanders. We do education and training, anything from understanding dementia to putting your relative in a nursing home to understanding the legal and financial seminar about the disease. And we also offer early stage services for people who have recently gotten a diagnosis or might be in the beginning stages of the disease. We provide them with a place to go, really, and they can do things like memory games and socialize and even have their own support groups to talk about what's happening to them in the moment.
So what's the first step for someone? Do they need to be introduced, or do they just pick up the phone and call the number?
Just pick up the phone and call the number. I can't emphasize enough that phone call can save a life. You know, when you're in the middle of taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's disease, it's so easy to feel so segregated from the outside world, and you don't know what's going on, and it's only happening to you, that really picking up that phone call and talking to a real person who can help is really that first critical step to help that caregiving process easier and simpler.
So it doesn't have to, or prerequisite doesn't have to be that you've contributed money or done something. You just have to be affected.
You just have to be affected or have questions. You know, we answer questions all the time just about, I'm worried about memory loss. Can you tell me a little bit more about dementia? What's the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's? Really picking up that phone and calling our 24-hour helpline is really, really a helpful way with no benefit, with no cost to you, that you can kind of get the answers that you would need as a caregiver from the Alzheimer's Association.
So you're a not-for-profit organization. How do you guys survive, and what are your major sources of funding?
So as a non-for-profit, we survive based on our supporters. People who donate and support us really help us continue to keep our doors open and do the work that we do in the community. And events like the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which is the world's largest public awareness and fundraising event for Alzheimer's disease, really helps us to continue to build that awareness and also, obviously, to build the donations so that we can continue to do the work that we do in the community.
Do you also receive any grants or funding from the federal government or state?
We do receive some grants and funding from the federal government and the state, but for the vast majority, it's really private funders and people like yourself or people who are listening to this podcast who really pick up the phone and say, I want to support the Alzheimer's Association. I want to support programs and services here in my local community for people affected by Alzheimer's.
And do you have people on staff who someone can call and find out what the options are if they wanted to do some planned giving or mention the Alzheimer's Association in their will?
Absolutely. The helpline is really your one-stop shop. They will connect you with the right people in your local area who will get you on board with planned giving and any of those type of options. You know, obviously the support is really, really important and critical at this time as we continue to do this fight. And obviously a portion of the funds raised all also go to research, which is also very important.
And how did you get involved in this field, Candace?
Sure. I actually started off as a volunteer. Before I was in charge of the walk, I'd actually attended the walk, and I had been a caregiver for my my grandmother, who's in the middle stages of the disease, for a number of years. And this was really my way of giving back. I knew that she couldn't necessarily speak up for herself anymore, so it was on my back to do so. And I've taken the gauntlet and really run with it. It's really my way of saying I walk every single day for my grandmother, and it's empowering to meet people who are like-minded and really have the same motivation.
Yeah, I hear you. I've done the walk for many, many years, and it always seems like it's a bright, sunny day in the fall, and it's just a beautiful time. And it's invigorating. So let's turn to the walk now. Years ago, we used to call it the memory walk. Tell me a little bit about the transition and the change in the name.
Sure. So a few years ago, we changed the name from the memory walk to the walk to end Alzheimer's. And part of that was the memory walk, obviously, you know, we remember the people who we've lost, but we really wanted to make it a more active thing. We wanted people to feel like they were going out there and they were really doing something. And so that's why we changed the name and really the mission of this event to the Walk to End Alzheimer's, because that's what we're doing. We're going out there and we're walking to end Alzheimer's, so we can all get together, whether it's grandpa or mom or dad or your little cousin or your dog. We're all out there walking together with this same shared mission.
So for the listeners who've never participated in a walk, tell us about how the day goes.
So the walk is a phenomenal day. Rain or shine, we go on no matter what, but it's always a phenomenal day. It starts out with registration at 9 a.m. We do 3 walks in New York City, one in Brooklyn on September 21st in the Coney Island Boardwalk, one in Queens on September 28th in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, and then our big one's in Manhattan in Riverside Park on October 19th. And we start the day with registration as well as free breakfast and coffee for our walkers. We know it's early, we know it's Sunday, so we want you guys well-fed and well-caffeinated, ready for the walk. You'll see at the walk a number of the different offerings of our chapter, and our chapter staff are all there. So if you've been talking to our chapter staff, this is also a great opportunity to meet the people who have really been helpful for you throughout the year, and it's a great opportunity for our staff, really, to connect with our walkers and our community so that we continue to feel that extra empowerment and strength when we go back and do our work come Monday morning. Following breakfast, we have our opening ceremony where we talk about the community and how Alzheimer's has affected it. We also have something called the Promise Garden ceremony, which is really every single walker gets a windmill flower with a certain color that connects you to the cause. So if you have the disease, you have a blue flower. If you're a caregiver, you have yellow. If you lost someone to disease, you have purple. And if you're an advocate, you have orange. And we have this moment where we really tell these mini stories connected to each of those flowers, and everybody can hold up their flowers, and it really communicates this beautiful garden effect where, you know, every year, you know, I get a little choked up during the ceremony because it's just a fantastic visual way of representing how we're all connected to the cause. And then after that, we walk. The walk is 2 miles long. It's really walker friendly. We want everyone to come out, from the oldest member of your family to the youngest member of your family, so that they can do the walk and walk together. And then we finish up and we cheer you guys on when you come back. And it's really just a great day from beginning to end.
Yeah, when I've been there, we've brought my dog, my kids, and made it a family day. And you're right. I would echo those sentiments that when you're done, you really feel like you've done something good that day and you feel energized. And I could tell from the way you're speaking about it that you're very passionate about this cause, and it really shows through. So I want to thank you for doing what you're doing, Candace.
No, thank you. I mean, every single year I have the opportunity to talk to thousands of New Yorkers who really want to get out there and do something, and it energizes me every single year. And I go out to the walk and I hug people and I cheer people on, and, you know, I wipe the tears away during the Promise Flower ceremony. So I feel just as encouraged, and I feel just as much like I'm doing something for the cause of the walk as every single person who attends.
So in closing, Candace, what final thoughts can we give the listeners to motivate them and make them really want to come out and do something this year?
Final thoughts that I have is really the walk is like the biggest support group in New York City. It's a phenomenal place to get together with people who really get it, who understand what caregiving means, who understand the disease, and it's, so it's just a great place to kind of have that all together. And really, anyone can sign up to walk. There's no charge to sign up to walk because it is a public awareness event, although we certainly encourage fundraising. You can go to alznyc.org/walk in order to sign up. You can also sign up on site. You can donate on site and really just bring everybody out. It's a fantastic, fantastic family day. You can bring out your coworkers, everyone. It's a big sea of purple, all raising awareness, and everybody's invited to come walk with us.
Well, let's hope for a great turnout. It certainly is for a fantastic cause. And I want to thank our guest this week on the Littman Crooks podcast series, Candace Douglas, who is the Director of Constituent Events at the New York City Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Candace, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.